Fighting for America.
My message to Republicans is join us, get on board. They don't do anything except block me.
This is not about impeachment. This is about his faithfully executing the laws of our country.
Fighting for Idaho.
With one word of participation from the governor, all of this would have gone away. This onslaught is because the party would not bend over relative to the health care exchange.
Fighting for you.
We don't need more laws. We need virtue. And looking to texts like the Bible and to the Constitution and this stepping away from the moral decay that has infiltrated our society that I think will save this country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Living the dream with you each and every day at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. We'll continue our debate on the World Cup and all those relevant and irrelevant matters coming up. But first, very special guest, our great friend William Gein, joining us for Americans for Legal Immigration, alipac.us. For more information, William Gein, thank you for joining us, sir.
Glad to be back with you, Kevin. It's been a very exciting week or 7 days in the fight against illegal immigration.
You know, it's a scary time, but first I'm sitting there putting together my Kevin Miller hot list. And I see this story where a group of individuals is urging folks to do something with their gently used underwear. And I see who's urging and what he's urging them to do. And it's you.
Well, listen, a lot of people out there who might scoff or, you know, two different reactions to our Underwear Against Amnesty campaign. Some people are like, wow, that's brilliant. I love it. And others are like, ooh, that's stupid, silly, sophomore. People, please understand what we just did was we pinned Nike, which is not easy to do, okay? And sure, we played an underwear card, but yes, it worked. If you're against immigration reform, amnesty legislation, or decrees from Obama like we are, our ploy had an impact, and we saw results happening pretty quick. I mean, so people understand, we know what we were responding to was the Breitbart report that Homeland Security was asking for 42,000 pairs of new, very large men's underwear to be paid for by the taxpayers to house the new surge of illegal immigrants at our border. That's being inspired by Obama and Boehner's talk of immigration reform amnesty. And we looked at that and we were like, okay, we shouldn't be buying these people underwear. Two, they're not staying. It's not our fault they didn't pack. We shouldn't be looking at them as some type of long-term guest of the federal government and taxpayers here. We should be sending them back. Three, you know, what can we do to really make an impact here? How do we stop this that Obama administration is doing? So we put out the call for people to send in their clean yet gently used underwear to Washington, D.C. We told them no dirty laundry to D.C. because they've got plenty of that already. And we also pointed out, you know, to keep it clean. And it went sensational on the web. Talk radio shows all over the country started talking about it. Articles were written about it and ended up being in the headlines of the Drudge Report, which is the most read website on the planet with over 3 million visitors per day. And we don't know how many people have sent their used underwear to John Boehner and Barack Obama, but a lot of people did or were talking about it. And within a short period of time of our protest, John Boehner told Barack Obama that immigration reform amnesty legislation will not be considered in the U.S. House this year. And that was a very big victory for our side. I mean, the two big wins, Alipac of this year against illegal immigration, which are just battles won in the larger war, and I know what people think when they hear me say this. I'm not saying we've won against illegal immigration. I'm not saying we have won against Obama. Derek Cantor. And we did win by shutting down legislative amnesty for 2014, which was one of the primary goals of the Alipac organization for this year. And in both cases, we used new innovative strategies using robocalls and gently used underwear. And there were gambles and risks involved that other people wouldn't take. And we did it, and it just paid off this time.
Okay, just to refresh people, so did you have any reservations when you said, okay, Boehner, okay, Obama, you want underwear, but cleaned, but gently used. We're going to flood your offices with this. Did you? I think it's a brilliant idea. I applaud you for it, but, you know, I don't know if I'm the arbiter of what's intelligent here. Any reservations on this? I mean, you've been in the crossfires before.
Well, you know, I knew that when I did it, I'd be on the hot seat for a while, but I've been there before, and, you know, it takes a lot to worry me. I mean, if you're looking for someone that can really anger a lot of illegal immigrants and their supporters, I'm your guy. And I've been through that fire many, many times. We put it out there, and one of the things about it is it took on a life of its own. I was very pleased. I mean, I knew it would probably have some type of impact. How much I was not aware. But when we went on the headlines of the Drudge and made it to that level, I knew that we were hitting the ball out of the park. And then also when I saw a very leftist organization, Talking Points Memo, they lied about our release and claimed that we were asking people to send soiled and dirty laundry to Washington, D.C., which would probably violate laws and postal codes and stuff like that. You know, they always try to make it like we're the lawbreakers, and we're not the lawbreakers. We're the Americans. We're the good guys. We're the law abiders, insisting that illegal immigrants abide by our laws, too. But, you know, they'll twist it any way they can. But the impact was a bunch of left-wing blogs and other publications all picked up that lie and ran with it. And so it's being broadcast in the Spanish media to potential illegal immigrants in Honduras that if they come to America, we Americans may force them to wear our soiled underwear. And, you know, hey, we didn't make that lie happen. That was Talking Points memo. But if it discourages illegal immigrants from coming to the United States unlawfully, then so be it.
AllyPack.us, William Gein's website, Americans for Legal Immigration. One thing, and there are so many questions, but one thing that a lot of folks don't understand is the danger in some parts of Spanish language radio, because it's not as tightly regulated as the spoken word format. And you have, I can remember a talk show host in Charlotte that they put out a hit on him because he was doing this. He actually had to back down. There's a lot of personal information that has gone out over those airwaves and a lot of disinformation that seeks to rally folks and not necessarily tell the truth in some cases.
Now, do you remember who that was in Charlotte?
I do.
Who was it?
I don't want to say over the air.
Okay. But somebody on our side of the issue?
Oh, someone on our side, yeah.
Okay.
Someone on our side of the issue who, in fact, was told by his management to back down, and it's not where I used to work. It's another place, so.
Yeah, well, one of the largest talk radio stations in the Carolinas is there, and Charlotte is illegal alien central because
they were worried about his life, actually, because his address and stuff had been put over the air, his home address.
Everybody should be worried about their lives in relation to illegal immigration. You know, the whole thing here in the new way that fear and dictatorial decrees work in the United States of America and the oppression of our first through all of our Bill of Rights, you know, all of our Bill of Rights are under siege. And the main way that the First Amendment rights are under siege is that people will falsely try to label people as racist for even opposing illegal immigration. You know, Kevin, when I first met you on the air, and I started this back in 2004,
yep.
I looked at a lot of groups and people that had tried to stand up against illegal immigration before me, and they had been so blasted by others as being racist. I was like, oh, well, you know, I used to be a little liberal in college, and I used to be a statewide officer for the North Carolina Democratic Party, and these people have obviously just been insensitive to racial and cultural differences and made mistakes that I, of course, would never make, blah, 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 blah. After doing this, it'll be 10 years in September. I'm absolutely convinced that you could be a black, Jewish, bisexual paraplegic and come out and say you're for the borders being secured, and they would label you a racist. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you've done, how many black children you've mentored like George Zimmerman. It doesn't matter. They will apply the racist panacea card to anybody that stands against any part of their agenda successfully. And then there's implied violence with that, because when you go and label somebody in a broader format of or community format of being a racist, you put them in danger of physical retaliation by people who are minorities, even if it's completely false. You know, the minority person, A, feels that you're a threat to them because of racism, and that, B, that they have carte blanche ability to menace you, threaten you, and whatnot. And so this is the way the American taxpayer has been backed up. This is the way conservatives have been backed up. And this is the wave of the future. If they ever get 20 million illegal immigrants turned into a new voting bloc, voting 80%+ straight Democratic ticket for more taxation and spending, more government benefits, more things that you have, more direct, what do they call it these days, wealth transfer from the pre-existing Americans. Anybody that stands up, says anything, they're going to be in your face and in your yard and in your life and up against your children, and your children will go to school and they'll say, oh, we'll tell all the little Mexican kids that so-and-so's daddy and mommy are racist, and then your kids get beat up in school. You know, so it's all one big violent, implied violence manifestation, racial intimidation aspect behind all of this. So if you're out there listening, you say, well, oh, I'll just keep my head down, or, oh, I won't say anything and it'll never get to me. No, they'll get to you. They'll get around to you. It's just they're going to, you know, try to get to people like me first. So that's why I need people's support. I need them on my email alerts at alleypack.us. I need people to volunteer when we do things like mail our underwear to Washington, D.C., or call John Boehner and tell him to grow a pair and actually, you know, stop threatening to sue the president. Not, you know, there's no place in the Constitution that says sue the president. The Speaker of the House is the lawsuit. You know, Barack Obama should be facing impeachment right now and would stop half of these abuses of power or more if John Boehner actually wasn't under the control of the same financiers as Obama. So, you know, I'm going to keep getting on the air, Kevin, and I'm going to stick my finger right in the eye of George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg and the other gazillionaires that are wrecking my country, putting everything, all the freedoms and prosperity that we've enjoyed at risk, and overthrowing this republic with a costly and deadly illegal alien invasion. I'm not going to live in fear of them. I'm going to be cautious, but I'm not going to let them stop me. You know, I live my life like everybody else. I have love of family and friends. I take occasional vacations.
Yeah, but, you know, I worry about you because, look, they've tried to silence you professionally. By the way, our friend William Gein joining us here. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580KIDO. He's from Alleypack, alleypack.us for more information. I've known William for many, many years, and I'm not embellishing. Your life has been threatened. Now we've got the MS-13 that it's prevalent throughout the country. We look at what's going on in Arizona. People are getting their heads chopped off, and nothing's being done.
But for 10 years, I've been fighting back, and through the grace of God, I'm still standing. And so are my main supporters and main people. And whether, although they don't like it and they hope to change it, you know, once they, if they get their amnesty for illegal immigrants, which, you know, we helped stop again this year. Right now, legislative amnesty for illegal immigrants, according to John Boehner, is dead. And it's dead because of my actions and my supporters' actions. We made the difference in the Cantor race. We made the difference in this last week. Okay, and we did these things and stopped them. And so these gazillionaires and their armies of that are spending millions of dollars each week to do this thing are focused on me. But we're still standing. And the truth of the matter is, I'm looking online. I'm seeing all these illegal alien supporters that are that read the Talking Points memo and inaccurately believe that I called for people to send dirty underwear to Washington, D.C., and all the threatening comments and nasty things that they've said towards me and stuff like that. I still have my Second Amendment rights to protect my First Amendment rights. These people would be a whole different story if I didn't have a Second Amendment right. But the bottom line to it is I own guns, and if anybody really wants to shut me up, they've got to deal with the fact that I'm armed like every law-abiding American has the right to be for self-defense. And that's a very important component of our society that a lot of the same power groups that are supporting the illegal alien invasion that want to turn the illegal immigrants into voters, the next thing they want to do is abridgment of the Second Amendment rights and gun confiscation and stuff like that, which that then when you look online you say, ooh, someone's called you a racist and these people are very angry at you, you'll be sitting in your house with a steak knife wondering when they're coming for you.
More with our friend William Gein, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. By the way, you can go to his website, alleypack.us, and get the real truth concerning what's going on concerning immigration in our country. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone.
Up all night.
Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. 580 KIDO, our great friend William Gein joining us from alleypack.us. William, let's talk a little bit about the invasion that's going on. You may have stopped what's happening in Congress, but how scary is it down there on the border?
Well, we've got a surge going on that we're trying to stop, and it's hard to do because they're telling Border Patrol agents that Obama's going to set them free, and that's the message that Obama's sending. The message that Obama has blaring across the media in Honduras and Nicaragua and Brazil and in front of millions upon millions of third world impoverished people is to send your little children to the north, and the Americans won't stop me from helping them and putting them in place. It's a pretty desperate ploy, and it's got deadly results. I mean, an 11-year-old illegal immigrant was found dead in Texas just the other day, and you know, it's horrible. The idea that anybody would send their child north or into the hands of the drug cartels and the horrible things that they do, you know, it's a terrible situation, but it's happening because Obama is signaling the rest of the world. And we've got a lot of Chinese people coming in. Chinese teenagers and youth are pouring across the border. You know, China can send people all day and night long, and it won't even put a dent in their population. Their population is, what, 3 to 5 times larger than that of the United States. They can send, so many people here till they run every state in America, folks. But they have a situation where Obama is signaling the rest of the world that he has paralyzed the national defenses of the United States of America to this particular type of demographic and geopolitical weaponry of mass migration and illegal immigration. And they are responding by sending their kids and people in, and then the Obama has the Border Patrol ordered to just pick them up, feed them, water them, house them, medicate them, transport them to Massachusetts and California and probably Idaho, and drop them off without proper screenings for infectious diseases and other types of important things into a community near you. And our Border Patrol agents at, are looking for other jobs and sending us a very clear message. One of the clearest statements I've seen from anybody the other day, Obama is working with the smugglers. Obama is part of the smuggling ring. Obama is forcing our Border Patrol agents to engage in the exact type of human smuggling efforts that they are sworn to oppose and that our existing laws are designed to prevent.
Scary stuff here, and you've accurately described what's going on the border. Well, where is Congress? Where is the cavalry?
Well, most of the Democrats, you know, are in favor of immigration reform amnesty, which is what's making all this happen. And over on the Republican side, we've got about 40 members that are with John Boehner trying to help Obama pass amnesty for illegal immigrants, although they'll deny this and they'll lie about this, which makes our job at Americans for Legal Immigration Pact more important, because we're trying our best to help voters identify which lawmakers are, you know, really for amnesty and which ones are against it. But thankfully, at this moment, a strong majority of Republicans in the U.S. Congress are against immigration reform amnesty, and this is what's allowed us to hold things at bay, and we were able to put a stop to what Boehner was trying to do with both the Underwear Against Amnesty campaign and the stunning defeat of Eric Cantor. And I know we haven't spoken since the Eric Cantor thing. That wasn't just a win, Kevin. That was a situation where an incumbent was beaten that outspent our grassroots guy, Dave Bratt, who opposes immigration reform amnesty. Dave Bratt was outspent 10-1. 10-1. I've been involved with 46 different campaigns before doing AllyPac. Since AllyPac, I've worked with hundreds of federal campaigns, and I have a political science degree from East Carolina University, and I know statistically the candidate that spends the most wins 96%+ of the time. So what we did to Eric Cantor was major, and it really backed down a lot of these people that are, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the big money interests that want this done in the United States. We backed them down for now. But what we've got to do now, we've got another round of GOP primaries coming up in several states in the 1st of August. These are the last of the GOP primaries in Michigan, Washington, Wisconsin, Alaska, and Florida. And in each one of those, there are illegal immigration amnesty supporters that are going to need to be challenged. If they've got GOP primary challengers that are on our side, we're going to have to move into that situation there. And then in the general election, we're going to need to oppose as many Democrats out there that are on the side of the immigration reform amnesty as possible, because there's going to be a huge backlash against Obama in November. In November, Republicans are going to rack up and win seats that nobody ever thought a Republican could win in, okay? This is going to happen because of some traditions in political science trends and because of some current issues. Traditionally, the party opposite the president picks up seats and has the political winds blowing their way in off election years. More recently, Obama's approval has dropped to historic lows. He's about to drop lower than George Bush, which was the lowest in modern history. A Gallup poll the other day showing the public is upset about this and against what they're doing and trying to do in D.C. with immigration reform amnesty and against what Obama's doing. So this is going to be a huge movement between now and November that we've got to get as many of our people in the middle of organizing the resistance so that when Election Day comes in November, that we've got as many people that will not only oppose amnesty for illegal immigrants, not only insist that our existing immigration laws and Constitution be enforced, but will stand up to Barack Obama and rein in his abuses of power, including impeachment if necessary. And, you know, we've got our little nasty fans, Kevin, that always listen to everything you and I ever say about immigration. They'll be
sure
listening to this. Mm-hmm. Okay? And, yes, I'm saying it very clearly. Congress needs to impeach Obama. If John Boehner came out today and even said the words, Obama, I'm going to impeach you if you don't behave, Obama, and Obama believed it, Obama would start improving immediately. Only because Obama knows that John Boehner is under the thumb of the same people that he works for is the only reason that this can happen. And the Constitution makes it clear what's supposed to happen. When you've got a president that uses our taxpayer money to buy assault weapons for the murderous cartels and help deliver them to Mexico, where they're then used to kill a lot of Mexican citizens and our Border Patrol agents like Brian Terry, Congress is supposed to intercede and create justice there. When you have a president that refuses to enforce the existing border and immigration and constitutional requirements of the country, Congress is supposed to stand up and step in there and make that happen. And that's none of that's happening, okay? So we have a chance here, probably one chance, the off-election year of 2014, we have a chance to have a real social phenomena movement kind of thing where we can, you know, elect a lot of people. And ALEPAC's going to be out there looking for candidates that are willing to have Congress do whatever Congress needs to do to restore constitutional governance here in the United States.
More coming up with our friend William Gein next. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. William Gein with us. Americans for Legal Immigration as we continue on. So now we have this case in Nevada where you have people getting licenses. I guess, what is it, illegals getting licenses in 11 states. Now, how does that happen if you're not even in this country legally?
Well, what had happened was ALEPAC had fought to stop licenses for illegal immigrants, and we had it down to only three states remaining, New Mexico, Washington, and Hawaii, that were continuing to give licenses to illegal immigrants, which is opposed by 80-plus percent of Americans, according to recent polling data. But over the last 2 to 3 years under Obama, the illegal aliens and their supporters have found some new ways of making headway, and the way they're doing is, A, intimidating people with Obama. Obama has just decreed things and shown people that the election, people watching closely, that the elections, existing laws, constitutions, things like that don't mean anything, and so you're powerless to stop his emperor-like decrees. He's just going to do it anyway. You know, amnesty didn't pass, but he's just going to do it anyway. So sit down and shut up, demoralize. And so that has had a big impact because a lot of people have given up and gotten scared and sit down or responded to the psychological oppression of the Obama dictatorial action. Secondly, they found a way to get a small segment of the Republicans, usually less than a quarter of Republicans in state houses and the United States Congress, to vote with 90-plus percent of the Democrats to pass pro-illegal immigrant legislation. And so in the last 2 to 3 years, they've turned back a lot of ALEPAC's progress, and now they've moved us from being only three states giving licenses to illegals back up to 11 states giving licenses to illegals. And where we had held them steady at like 10 or 11 states giving in-state tuition to illegals, I think they've gotten that up to like 16 or 17 now. So they've been winning. Up until recently here, they've been winning. You know, it's a war with battles that go this way or tie that goes this way or that in the battle. And, you know, we were cracking down on licenses and in-state tuition, and then now they started winning with their new strategies. So that's why it's important for Alipac.us to come up with new strategies to fight back and hopefully turn this thing back into favor of American citizens, because if we lose on this issue, if the other side succeeds in continuing of getting immigration reform amnesty through and turning illegals into a voting bloc that will destroy any type of candidate that I would like, that most of your listeners would like, if that happens, we'll all spend the rest of our lives trying to mitigate the costly and deadly damages around us of wave after wave after wave of tens of millions of third world impoverished illegal, future illegal immigrants that will be poured into the United States. Within a decade or two, you'll be looking around at the United States and it'll look a lot more like Beijing and Bombay than, you know, Boise.
Well, that's the thing that scares me. You have these enclaves like us up here that we may or may not be affected by it, but we see and hear about what's going on, and it's got to impact the rest of the country. Let's get back to the Republicans. Do you have any hope that they're going to get it, or are they going to try and say one thing to people like you and do something else because the Chamber of Commerce is pulling the strings?
Well, after doing this for so long, being involved with elections since 92 and being involved with the illegal immigration since 2004, I really feel I know what the biggest, you know, there's lots of problems in the country. The root problem is that we, the people, are no longer free nor self-governed. The people of the United States are no longer really in control of our national destiny and policies through our elections process in Congress. That has been disrupted. How has it been disrupted? It has been disrupted by a powerful combination of big money and lies. Big money and lies put together equals deadly combo for the United States of America. Where are these lies being applied the most? Well, in the media that you turn on every day when you watch, if you watch CBS or the Huffington Post or MSNBC, these people just lie, 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 lie. It takes a lot of money to run those networks, and a lot of money controls those networks. That's very expensive real estate. If you want to run a commercial on those networks, you're talking about a lot of money. So it's big money with a bunch of lies on the media. But then when you look at the elections, well, the Democrats, they lie a lot, but at least they're more honest about their support for illegal immigrants. They come out and tell their voters that they're supporting illegal immigrants, and a lot of their voters understand that because they get support from the government and vote for Democrats so that they can continue their welfare benefits, food stamps, college tuition, housing subsidies, you name it, state job, federal job.
And yet we're all paying for it.
Yes, yes, far beyond. Well, we're not paying for it anymore. We're charging it. Our government, you got to remember, Kevin, our government became financially insolvent over a decade ago. And we're talking about a government that shouldn't really financially exist. The only reason it exists at this moment is because of its ability to borrow money and print its own money. So we have a sort of a government that has become growingly financially and politically illegitimate. But the biggest liars, the biggest threat of all, the number one game, the game in America that has taken America down is lie to conservatives, lie to the center-right, lie to the populist, lie to the Americans that have dominated American politics for 200 years and have these Republicans like John McCain, Lindsey Graham, slimy Marco Rubio, and in the House, John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Jeff Denham, Justin Amash, Fred Upton, David Reichardt, Kathy McMorris Rogers, Sean Duffy, Paul Ryan, Don Young, Daniel Webster, the list goes on, and they come out and they tell their conservative Republican voters that they want to secure the border or secure the border first. Now, if you hear secure the border first from a Republican, that's code. That means secure the border or pretend to secure it and then pass amnesty for illegal immigrants, which will destroy the borders. So you have to remember that secure the border first translates in Newspeak, George Orwell's Newspeak, to secure the border never. But they come out and lie, oh, I'm against amnesty. This isn't amnesty. This is something else. And they lie, and then they go to Washington and do something different. And this is what's killing the public. The big money industries are paying top dollar for anybody that's really good at lying to conservatives. If you're good at lying to conservatives and tricking them, you can make a lot of money from George Soros and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Bank of America and all and the Chinese communists and the Saudi royal families. They will lavish you. You can have mansions and fast cars, boys, girls, whatever you love to do. And they will protect you, and you will be just fine as long as you do what they want you to do.
And you think basically the leadership is sold out.
Oh, man, look, John Boehner's not really Obama's opponent. He just plays one on TV. John Boehner doesn't do anything real to Obama. He just comes out and has press conferences in between tanning beds. I mean, look at the man. Look at the man, how tan he is in January. He's not a leader. He's an actor. He's a political actor, and his job is to come out, and he'll talk like, oh, I'm going to file a lawsuit against Obama. Obama, nobody trusts you. Obama, you need to stop. You know, and people are like, yeah, that sounds great. But then you look at him, nothing. Nothing. Does nothing to stop Obama. And, in fact, has been up until last week working to help Obama pass the exact same type of immigration reform amnesty that Obama wants. So Obama and John Boehner and 40-something Republicans in the House are all on the same page together on flooding this country with more legal immigrants and more illegal immigrants and turning illegal immigrants into legalized workers and eventually voters. They're all on the same plan because this is a conspiracy to radically transform the United States, and by doing that, they plan on radically throwing out the type of people that have, you know, lived here forever. And we have, and listen, not only do we have rights and protections by the Constitution, this is our land. Our fathers, grandfathers, and great-grandfathers all worked the land, paid the taxes, fought the wars, raised their families, did the things to build this nation. It's ours. It belongs to we, the people of the United States, and not these sellouts in Washington, D.C. And this country has got to have a peaceful but strong political revolution immediately to pull these people to account here and to identify this, because the United States is being, you know, scuttled from within by traitors in the highest places.
More coming up with William Geem next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Back to William Geem, Americans for Legal Immigration. William, let's take a look at the president. What's his plan?
His plan is to do as much through dictation and order as possible to stop the illegal immigrant population in the United States, or the ones that are moving towards the United States, from getting upset, nervous, and reversing course. They know the tenuous situation that shouldn't be happening, that they shouldn't be here. They're amazed that they're here. Only through treachery at the highest levels of the United States government could anything like this happen. But Obama's going to do everything in his power to keep that population stable, because they know that the hammer's going to fall on them in November. And what we've got to do is turn that off. And one of the strategies we'll be announcing, I'll go ahead and say it on your show first. A lot of people are like, William, you know, you're this victory you're declaring over Boehner is just too premature. Obama's just going to ramrod this through. The way we turn Obama off is to have his own people crawling to him asking him to stop, which we can do if enough of us organize through groups like AllyPack.us to force their candidates on this issue. And if by 2 to 3 weeks from now, Democratic candidates across the country have aggressive GOP challengers closing in on them saying, I oppose immigration reform amnesty, and I want to enforce our existing laws, but this candidate over here wants more immigration, more illegal immigration. We can really put a hurting on them. Nancy Pelosi, she's too spaced out to ever really get that, you know, but a lot of these other Democratic candidates will get that. And if we do our jobs right, they'll all be begging Obama to shut up and stop here soon. So we can rein Obama in by using the elections to apply pressure on him that you only get a chance to do every so often.
That is the scary part. Well, what happens when the elections are over and he has these executive decrees?
Well, hopefully when this election is over and the smoke clears, we've got so many true to the Constitution, people elected that are going to be sworn in January, that we can actually start to recover from this. If we still end up find ourselves in the same type of stalemate between the good guys and the sellouts, then things will continue to deteriorate in the country. But right now, we've got, I don't know, we need to start the day countdown, but we have a certain number of days to prevent that by electing a lot of new people to Congress.
I just go back to that crisis on the border. It seems as if the leftists has figured out, they figured out how to take us down by just flooding us and flooding us and flooding us.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they've got the backing of China and Saudi Arabia and Mexico and Brazil, and a large portion of the globe feels that it would be best for the United States to be neutralized. And we can be neutralized demographically and with people, a type of weapon from which we can never recover. Unfortunately for the world, they may find out they miss us when they find out that our technologies and innovations made 6.5 billion people possible on this planet. But we've got to try to avoid that. If America falls, if America is submerged beneath another couple tens of millions of illegal immigrants and goes the way of Rome, then the world will most likely fall into dictatorship and a type of dark age similar to what happened before.
It just seems that it's the end thing to be an internationalist as opposed to a nationalist these days.
Yeah, it goes all back to that Bob Geldof stuff we used to listen to in the 80s. You know, the we are the world. We are, you know, feet. You know, do they know it's Christmas time at all? You look at all that stuff, man, the music, the culture, the movies. It's all been promoting an internationalist viewpoint going way back. You know, a lot of these people have been working on the minds of Americans, especially American kids in the public school system and through the media for a long time. And now we're in a situation where the Pentagon says about half of our fighting-age youths are not even in physical condition where they could fight. A lot of our strategic medals are all being offshored through the Mexican mobs to China. If we needed to build tanks and planes in Detroit like we did for World War II, we can't because Detroit looks like it's been bombed in some kind of war. The United States of America is dealing with a type of sophisticated weapon systems that we are so far behind on, that we are so compromised from within on, that we can't even recognize it. You know, the most powerful weapon is the type that your enemy can't even see, hear, detect, or defend against. And that's what's happening politically.
Sure.
And so when you turn on the TV and you see the President of the United States aiding an invasion, a deadly and costly invasion.
No, you're right, William. I've got to run, but thank you.
Hey, alipac.us, hope you folks will get on board with our email alerts and help us with the elections.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Traffic now, 580. Kevin Miller with you here as we continue on. Coming up, Steve Camerato with the latest on the border. Has there been any changes? What's next for the future of America as we get ready to commemorate, celebrate Independence Day? Plus, what it means to you. Don't forget, you can hang out with us tonight. We'll be at the God and Country Festival in Nampa. It is free. David Ferdinand will stop by to give us the details on that. Hope you're having a great day. Let's get started.
Serving Meridian.